Bet. All right.
Alrighty.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Great.
Nice. Now we're actually rolling.
We are rolling. Well, here we are again, Patrick. I am in my studio, surrounded by my art, my notebook, and this lovely candle from my cousin's bridal shower. Oh my God, people are getting married. That's crazy. Anyway, tell me about your office, Patrick. What's going on over there?
Today, I am recording from a Starbucks parking lot in the middle of Arizona, just off of Lake Havasu. And
amazing.
Yeah, I really tried my hardest to not have to go back to a Starbucks, but I needed to charge my laptop, and the local coffee shop here was closed. So,
alas,
I
outlets
tried.
And Wi-Fi, man, they got
yep.
you.
Yep, I know. But Whoa. It has been exciting on the road, and it has been the ups and downs, and I have really enjoyed it. I guess to catch all four listeners up, I quit my job and just fucked off out west, and that's where I am now. I am out west from Colorado. I drove and I went through Moab, and I finally got myself down to Joshua Tree, and I'm kind of slowly making my way back. I met up with my friend Kate and met her friend Dan, who he also has a podcast, which I will be listening to for the next trek of my journey, and it's called Camping Out with Dan Camp, so definitely check that out for, again, all four of you listening. Thank you, and shout out to Kate and Dan for being wonderful and letting me share their little camp spot out here on a wonderful Arizona day.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Yep. And I think I am glad that we're kind of re-recording this one, and sorry if you guys get some fun background noise of big dune buggies going by. But
nice.
That is how it goes.
It's the ambiance. You out there over at the dunes, and my family returning home coincidentally at the time we started recording. Lovely. Love them.
Fueled by lore on a Tuesday, Wednesday. It's so odd finding the light of Thursday, Friday. Settle in the ashes. It's our way.
Well, let's see. Where were we at? We did try and record, and I was out of state. Listen, everyone, I know I'm all about, whatever, live your life and stuff, but do get some sleep, because sometimes things don't work out. But we were... What have we been doing? We've been deep delving on some stuff. We were talking about, connection and stuff, and, identity and all the things, and... so on. And how this is a deep delve, Patty Mel. Let's get a little deep. Like you said, you fucked off out west, and Godspeed to you, you know. What are we searching for? What are you searching for out there? Are you looking for that connection? Are you finding things? Are you reflecting upon the lessons we've been maybe learning? What? I'm just so curious about your little journey. So far, you and your Subaru.
It's just, something that I wanted to do. I needed to travel and basically rolling around the desert or the mountains and living out of my car, out of a tent is, again, kind of home to me. So I wouldn't say I'm necessarily searching for anything, but kind of also figuring out what my next steps are, because I quit my job without having a plan afterwards. So we'll figure it out as we go along. But yeah, I think that, inadvertently, I did not come out here to find myself. I'm not I'm going to go out west.
You're going to go out into
something
the
with
desert.
Turquoise. No, I didn't come out here to find myself. I'm comfortable and confident in who I am. It's just a matter of how I can apply myself to the best version of my life, and my previous job did not let me get that. So here we are. And I have come up with some ideas of what I can do next, and I think it sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and make a risk. Take a risk.
Yeah.
Like, quit your job, leave whatever you're doing, and kind of just struggle it out for a second, maybe. I haven't hit the struggle part. Maybe mentally and emotionally a little bit at one point. I had one rough morning, but that was also after a night of heavy drinking in the desert. Probably not enough water, so probably my fault.
Okay. Oh, Patty.
One thing I wanted to kind of touch about is we have this kind of, for the past like 4 or 5 episodes, we were talking about identity, and then I think that the next one that it feels natural to move on to is connection. And so it's been really interesting to kind of get to talk with Dona and the band, soon to be formerly known as Tercel and Adonis and everybody, about just how their art or their ability to create kind of helps define them. And I think that it was also, again, I got to spend the last night with my friend Kate and Dan, and Kate also did something similar where she left her exact same job that I was working and moved into her van and has been doing the van life and has essentially like learned more about herself. And earlier this morning at the little campsite, I felt a song coming in, but I was trying to force it in open D tuning, which I've wanted to get more comfortable in it, and I feel like it was just not coming to what I wanted it to. There were pieces that I liked, but it wasn't quite there. And so I felt like I was kind of on that edge between trying to force creativity while also letting it naturally come. Yeah. And I feel like I've also been the person who's kind of done like a, what's it called? You know, I've talked about how when I go out to do these little dirtbag adventures, I have pretty much always come out with a song on the other end, whether I wrote it during or kind of after. So I think that part of me is just kind of expecting that to happen and trying to push it. And sometimes you just got to let it come naturally. So,
well, it's kind of the environment to make something happen. You would think, you know, the whole on the road, all the sights, meeting people, like having those experiences and stuff. Gotta commemorate that somehow.
Oh yeah.
But
and it'll come with. It's just that the time and the emotions and everything, like the story hasn't come together, timed out yet.
Yeah.
And it'll get there. There's something coming.
If not now, the memories will remain and let themselves be known one way or another.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey. Well, I'm glad that you can romp around the rocks and work on art. And we're working on stuff. I think that's good. And this, the idea of identity. Guess what, Patrick? And
what?
Everyone, I guess, because this is big news. I am working on art. What?
There
crazy.
You go.
Yeah. it's interesting the way it's like you're talking about. It's sort of being forced, but it's also like letting it happen as it needs to, because this is a gift. I find gifts very motivating to creating art most of the time. So this is a little thing for my nephew anyway. So it's very, very cute. But just like knowing you can make things is really nice sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So like just if you're out there struggling, not making art, sometimes you just got to sit down and make it, and it can happen. Just do it.
And sometimes it can
I'm really
be
excited to work on it.
That's good. And sometimes it can just be practicing. Like for me, sometimes again, I've kind of gone over this. I have a nice little way to practice where I can just play covers or old songs that I've written, and that's technically kind of practice a little bit, but it's also, you know, a release for me. And I'm sure that's how it is for other mediums and stuff, but it can also kind of be like a chore to practice like that for like painting and stuff, I'd imagine, or video editing or video shooting. Is sometimes it's the practice and getting the outside, you know, I'm not exactly sure where I'm going with this, but kind of like that practice or like honing the skill. Like, yeah, it's a bit of work, but also it can be a bit of a release too. So don't forget that.
Yeah,
so
like,
I also think...
Oh, no, I was just going to use a metaphor. But continue.
Okay. I was going to say, so I think that this would be a good time to kind of ask, how would you identify yourself? Like, would you, when you're talking about who you are, do you say, oh, I'm Beth, I'm a painter, a barista, and an aunt? Or what are the first few things that come to your mind?
If I'm introducing myself, it's usually like, hi, I'm Beth, and I'm an artist, and I'll flip my hair. Because that pretty much sums it up. Because, like, everything gets wrapped up in my idea of being an artist. And a lot of people who make things creatively don't identify as artists, which is fine. You don't have to. But I don't think you should be afraid to do so. Because, like, I kind of live my life through a dramatic, artistic, romantic lens. And I think from the start, that's sort of what happens when the first thing I tell you about myself is I'm an artist, whatever that means. Which, of course, is followed up by, well, oh, well, what do you do? And it's like, well, what don't I do when I'm in the mood for it? You know what I mean? So, and I do, like... And I guess the layers do get deeper because, like, yeah, I'm an aunt, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend sometimes. I try to be, like, a good leader sometimes and, like, all those other things. But first and foremost, like, you're bitch an artist. What about you, Patty?
I've always defined myself as a musician, but again, you get that same kind of, you know, that initial, like, follow-up question, like, oh, well, what do you do? Because nobody can kind of see an artist or like anything as like a viable career unless you've like essentially kind of like made it to an extent, right? Because there's no other way to pay the bills or like feasible way unless you're like selling a whole bunch of tickets, selling a whole bunch of art. It's there's such a high basically like buy-in to make art a feasible career. But also I think that and I also think about this, like, you know, like we talked about with Adonis, when you're making, like, a dating profile or even just, like, remaking your website, like, I have created a website and it should be launching here soon. I just set up for the domain, but just kind of thinking about how do I put myself forth? How do I define myself as an artist? How do I sell myself, essentially? Which also ties in when we were talking to O'Paris is, like, you kind of have to... essentially sell yourself and be like, hey, this is who I am and this is why you should care. And I think that it's in line best and you can sell yourself best when you feel very authentic. Like with the job, I was kind of almost ashamed to put it in like dating bios and stuff because it's just like, oh, you haven't really made it that far in life. You haven't lived up to like your potential kind of thing. But at the same time, it's just like, we all got to pay the bills. We all got to work. There's no... It's just that internal or kind of external pressure that we're taught is this job is transitional when, you know, you don't have to define yourself by your career. Like one thing that I met someone who mentioned like, oh, I'm not a career bitch. And I was like, I really love that phrase. I really appreciate that because I don't want to build my life around my job.
Yeah.
I want to build my life around the things that I want to do. And also to bring in, I've mentioned this with my friend when he came to me with a little bit of, you know, issues and stuff and wanted to talk things out. I highly recommend the comedy special Jigsaw by Daniel Sloss, which has kind of been credited with breaking up a lot of relationships, but the way he defines it is it's not a breakup special. It's about it's a love letter to single people just to kind of appreciate who you are. And the way that he describes it is his dad described life as like, okay, so everyone in life has like a jigsaw puzzle, right? That's their life, except for everybody lost the box. So they don't know what they're making. And you kind of got to start with the four corners and the edges, right? And the four corners are family, friends, job, and then hobbies. And then the center is basically like your partner. And you're always just kind of building it all and you're taking pieces out that don't fit with, you know, this partner or this friend or this hobby and everything. And so you kind of have to pick which one you build up the most, and then eventually you'll get a jigsaw, and maybe that'll work for a while, and then it'll change.
Interesting.
So, but I think that, you know, you've got to choose kind of where you want to build yourself up from. And I feel like a lot of people like to focus on the career aspect, and that was kind of the pressure that I was feeling to be like, oh, well, I got to have something. But I can also feel super comfortable sitting here and saying, I'm Patrick, I'm a musician, a dirtbag, basically, and I really love to just kind of roll around the mountains. I really appreciate the desert and everything, and I love to be outside, and I'm okay not showering for a week. I can survive. And I just, you know, I think it's also difficult to put a value on, you know, when you go into trying to find a career as a artist of some type, is like the work you put in is valuable, but not a lot of people see that. And that can even go for the, you know, basically the jobs artists have to take to support everything that they want to do. So it's,
because then it gets all wrapped up in, again, how you present yourself and how people interpret that. Again,
exactly.
Like, I'm Beth, I'm an artist. Oh, that's your job? Well, no, it's my life. I'm Patrick, I'm a musician. That's your job? No, it's what I do.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, people put a lot of pressure on, like, again, introducing themselves at, like, with that career focus. It's like, like, I'm Brooke and I'm a doctor. I'm like, that's awesome, Brooke, but who are you? You know? And it's like, and you should be able to be like my sister. It's like, I'm Amanda and I'm a mom, you know, like you should be able to like have the things that like celebrate the way that you identify your life and be able to represent yourself with that without having to be like, oh, well, I'm tied to whatever is paying my bills. Because
yes, exactly.
That has nothing to fucking do with it. Who, like, I mean, you should care a little bit how you make your money, you know, but like, also live your life. Who cares?
Yeah. I think there's also this weird, and I'm kind of like coming to terms in approaching this too, is like you have this pressure to kind of like essentially like try and hoard wealth, you know, in a savings and this and that, but then you feel super stingy or like uncomfortable pulling from it. It's like, that's what it's there for, is so that you, it's good to have some emergency thing, but like, I feel like it's very easy to kind of flow over into, oh, I need to collect money essentially because just in case, and then all of a sudden you have a bunch of money that you're not using and you're actually just taking away from the economy. And yes, that was also a little bit of a stab towards our billionaires out there. There's no reason for you to exist, so please stop. But anyways.
Yeah,
because like from an economy standpoint, like even if you look at like just taking Econ 101, the economy is healthier when people are spending money. So everyone who hoards money is actually a detriment to the economy. So, and
well,
that's kind of,
like,
you know,
many, many million, but I'm not mad at like the person sitting on their 20K.
No,
doing the most.
Not at all. But I mean, I think it's also like, that's something that I've slowly been starting to realize is like, I can, you know, have my 401k sit there and, or like whatever money I have saved up, or I can like use it on something I want to do. Like,
Yeah. Money's there. It's like, you're allowed to use the things like you worked for it, you know,
exactly.
You earned it. You're allowed to use it, which is like, I definitely have that sort of like itch that like every time I spend money, I shouldn't like at all.
Yep.
like it's pretty bad. But I guess you learn habits, you know?
Yeah, you figure out how to make it work.
Yeah, but you should also learn the habit of celebrating life.
Yes, exactly. And that's, you know, and that's what, you know, us artists are for, is we're, we find a way to celebrate it through our art and appreciate it and interpret it. And yeah.
And make it a little different depending on your mood. Which, I'm using as an excuse to segue into lamenting about something personal in my life. Oh my god, my Spotify account is gone, everyone. Everything's fucked up, so...
Oh no.
I've been... it's a long story, everything's fine in the end, but I've been having to listen to a lot of, like, albums. I used to go into the car and queue up, you know, the songs for the drive or whatever, and I'm, like, mm-hmm. selecting albums, which is a much more interesting experience, and it's, like, making me rethink, how do I put it? Like, creating the... Maybe everyone's not as obsessed with creating, like, the perfect vibe as I am, like, when I'm driving around. But, like, mm-hmm. It definitely creates something else. It almost feels like I'm listening to an audiobook instead of, like, listening to the radio.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you prefer an album or no?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I think if I was faced with the choice of... like an envelope full of CDs for a long drive or a like long shuffle playlist, depending on the context of the playlist, you know, this answer could change, but I'd take the albums because I'm really interested in that.
Yeah.
Cause like each album, you know, is like sorry.
No. Yeah. No, go for it.
They're like pockets of art. Like each album is a painting and I'm going to spend the next, 30 to an hour, minutes, whatever, like examining and listening to this painting, front to end.
Yeah.
And then,
and also like albums have the potential to like really tell a story.
Yes.
Something that we've kind of talked about.
Yeah. I love that. But that was, just kind of an excuse for me to talk about that. Cause I just think it's interesting and I think I'm going to get back on the, I've been bitten by the CD bug again. So everyone's going to get some mixtapes coming up soon. Okay. I'm going to figure out how to burn some CDs again. What about you, Patrick? You've been driving a lot. Are you listening to a lot of podcasts, listening to a lot of music? What are these drives like?
I find that I have certain albums and sounds that I'm definitely down for depending on where I'm at. Like post-14er, I need a camp album. Camp with mm-hmm. two A's. You know, and like, it really depends like on mood, what's going on. Because I've got like a nice little loop that I'll take if I'm like kind of upset, where I just drive through like little small mountain towns like Allen Park and up through Ned and around mm-hmm. Ward. And when I do that, I found that that's about like a 3-hour loop. And so it's perfect for, is it 36 or 26? The podcast musical 36 questions.
Hmm.
And so that one's really good. It's featuring, Jonathan Groff, which is wild. But fantastic story, fantastic music, would highly recommend. But like, you know, if I'm like, you know, going through a breakup or like upset about something like that, that's one that I'll go to because it just kind of has a lot of songs that have touched me personally. So it's just mm-hmm. very nice to essentially struggle with those characters and relate to both yeah. of them and then kind of roll past it. But for here, I've listened to the Roll the Bones album by Shaky Graves so many times, and I am not sick of it, just because that's kind of what fits for driving through the desert.
Yeah.
You know, a camp album fits with driving through the desert. Father John Misty fits with driving through the desert. Like, it feels
yeah.
right. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, driving through the desert, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I've been working on some audiobooks and, you know, a podcast here and there. I've really come to like Alex Honnold's Climbing Gold. Shocker there. But that one's a fascinating one as well. It just really depends on what you're feeling and what emotions I feel like I want to extract, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. Because that's like an emo drive. It's like sad album, long drive. Perfect.
Yes.
That is exactly the mood I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny day, driving through the desert, put on those bops, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's about the fucking vibe, man. Again, mm-hmm. celebrating life and creating and curating an experience to live it in a way that is like satisfying.
Yes.
Or at least feel satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those drives where you're curating that playlist or that queue,
yeah,
it's just kind of a snapshot of what you're trying to do in life, ultimately, mm-hmm. is because you are trying to curate the life that you want. You're yes. kind of just rolling around, finding the things that you like, you know, painting, playing music, and then how can we make that viable to and sustainable in the world that we live in? And mm-hmm. how can we make a difference in this world? And it's kind of, it's really cool because through all these things, we are able to connect with a lot of people, which I think is kind yeah. of the segue of this episode into our next bit. Hayes, who will be our next guest, assuming mm-hmm. we have all of the scheduling lineup and work out, we'll get it to work out. We got it.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
The reason I thought connection would be the next one was kind of just like the double whammy of how everything timed out. And even with us re-recording this episode, which we did try once, which we might put up on Patreon, because unfortunately I know we marketed that, hey, go check out the extra content on our Buy Me a Coffee, but
listen,
they don't let us post that big of a file size, unfortunately, so we might have to go with Patreon. So
yeah,
but anyways, with Hayes, she told me this whole story about the coffee mug that I saw that she painted at the store.
Yeah.
And just how it was for one of the regulars, and I was really blown away, and it's just amazing how, you know, just little acts of kindness, little acts of art and creativity can really bring people together. And like yeah. we talked about it with Miranda, how it's, you know, at a concert, you're there essentially just all in the same boat. You're all there. You're connected. You've kind of got this strange little one-night community that is all brought together around this artist, around this music that they've all had a connection with and a response to.
Yeah.
And so it's just music. That's, I've met some incredible people through music. Like, that's how I know Dona. That's how I know Ethan, who introduced me to Dona. And it's, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Like, that's literally how I met Connor from, who I was in bands with all through high school and college. And through Connor, I met Nate. And then, boom, you've got Maddie's Changed right there. And Connor was just kind of like a fluke thing where his friend, you know, brought him to one of our basement gigs. And then the first time we met, we played First Date by Blink-182 without ever knowing each other prior. And it just worked out. And then the rest is history. And it's just music and art just brings people together. And that's truly incredible. And even further than that, just kind of like that connection of like shared hobbies. Like, I have, every time I go, you know, climbing outdoors, I always end up inadvertently climbing with other people. I even, like, even just bouldering, is you meet someone. Like, I climbed with a guy I'd never met before in Joshua Tree out here, who is out traveling the U.S. from Israel. And then I met another Coloradan couple in Moab when I was there. So it's just any kind of shared, like, we're, I think one thing that I want to point out that my friend August said to me is, like, we are relational beings as humans. And so we always want to have some kind of connection. And I think that art is a way for us to celebrate and also create further connections, because it's a way for us to express ourselves and essentially commiserate with each other and find ways to connect, you know, regardless of whether or not there's a language barrier or anything.
Yeah, celebrating like just things we all like, you know, and like finding camaraderie and again connection through that. Oh, you like that thing? I love that thing. Like finding connection through sounds and colors and aesthetics and everything. Just the simplest things that like can bring people together, like an enamel pin, a patch, a band tee.
Yep.
Yeah. A song that like, man, I love sharing a stereo or a radio, like letting other people DJ sometimes, you know. I tend to hoard the stereo a lot, but and then hearing songs that like, I love that you love that song, you know.
Yeah.
Or even better is when like I showed you that one and now it's on your playlist. Ugh, kills me. Mm-hmm.
Man. And I feel like that's a really good way to get to know someone, too. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, even when you are listening to something that they, you know, put on, it isn't the full, you know, version of them. Like, there's still more to that person. I think that's what's also very exciting is that you can find hidden gems like, oh, you really like this song? Or, like, are you curating this because you want to please other people? So it's always, it's a double-edged sword, but it's always interesting because it tells a lot about that person, whether they go either way, you know?
Yeah, I love things I need to know about people are, like, star sign playlists. How many do you have? Do you make them? What are on them? Like, my brother doesn't make playlists, and I don't understand it. like, my sister creates specific playlists, but they're all sort of, she approaches them different than I do, you know, which is very specific vibey mood.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of times the songs overlap, but
I am not really one who creates a lot of playlists,
no?
But I do curate cues a lot for sure.
Oh yes.
So I spend a lot of time doing that. But I have to say, I think my favorite playlist that I've made recently was actually, funny enough, a way to kind of say, this is who I am. These are the songs that are important to me and kind of are me. And it did start from an almost relationship I got into where we kind of decided, hey, like, I'll make you a playlist of all this, like, you know, my, like, must-hear songs that are, like, me. And it was just, like, a playlist, like, this is me. And, you know, while that whole relationship bit didn't work out, that's actually a playlist that I love. Like, it just feels like home, is listening to that playlist. And I honestly have to pat myself on the back because I'm like, this is such a good representation of me that I feel so comfortable listening to it, and I love listening to it. And I think that it was such a good experience because it was just like, oh, like, if I'm ever, like, uncertain about where I am or who I am or, you know, what I'm doing, I can listen, put on that playlist, and then just kind of be like, oh, that's right. This is, you know, because it has all these songs where it's like, this is where I came from. This is what's made me into who I am. These are the songs that I fell back on, and these are the songs that I still fall back on and sometimes, and it's me.
That's awesome. Man, I've never made a playlist that specific. They've always just sort of been torn asunder into different shreds, but that's, I really love that you can find such comfort in something, even though it was wrapped up in something that could be a little hard to deal with sometimes, like, that you still find such, like, that you find home in it is awesome. And goes to show how well you know yourself. Go Patty Melt.
Oh, yeah. That's actually an exercise I've recommended to a couple people. And
yeah, it's a good one.
I absolutely recommend it to everybody, honestly. It's a great one.
Well, man, speaking of playlists, imagine my woe as I thought I lost all of them on Spotify because of my account situation. But I fixed it. Sorry, that was my outside voice.
That's all good.
But, okay. I was going to segue somewhere, but I lost it. Go ahead.
I actually have a question for you, Beth, really quick.
Oh, yes.
Do you have a connection that you've made through art that you know would never have happened outside of art? Or, you know, this could be a concert, it could be a show, it could be a gallery, a connection that you made that was kind of centered around art, and art is ultimately what made the connection. And, you know, why is it is it important to you, and does that connection still exist?
All right. Hang on. give me a second to really ponder, because my first instinct is a lot of the things that have come out of this being on a podcast with you, because, like, we make art, that's a thing, and it's still kicking, which is nice. That's the most recent thing. I mean, well,
is there one that's, like, kind of helped you define who you are? You know, this could be, like, way in the past. It could be like an art teacher. Yep.
Let's see. Well, I guess I've probably already told this story. If we're gonna take like that sort of angle that helped me like define who I was, or at least understand it and accept it, doing art, pursuing art, leading me to meet someone who, a mentor of mine, me trying not to make super dramatic art, him being like, bitch, you are dramatic as fuck. Me being like, yeah, you right. And then continuing to live my life and being okay with being, or, you know, understanding that I am a little theatrical rather.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine me, like, living my life right now pretending that I'm not dramatic, Patrick. Like,
I mean, that plays into what we've also been talking about, is that, you know, success ultimately is, like, or, like, success in life, it seems to be completely derivative of being your most authentic self.
Hmm.
And that gets reflected in your art and who you're trying to be. So I think that that's, you know, that is a really important connection. And is that mentor still kind of a connection you have, or is it a connection that, you know, has kind of faltered or run its course?
No, alas, sometimes things don't maintain, which is fine. You know, things come and go. Sometimes it's your fault, which is okay, and you got to be okay with that too.
Yeah.
But you know, the lessons, you know, the time shared remains, and we can still learn from that.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think one of the big things about what you just said too is that some things just run their course, and it doesn't have to be anyone's fault. It's just that the friendship, the relationship, the mentorship, whatever it was, it was just time for it to end, and that's okay. And again, like, you have to, you know, if it feels right, you're doing it right. If you have to force it, then it's probably time that it's done. Or you can try another time when it's coming more naturally. Which I guess on that line too, if you have not listened to the new Wombats album, which is titled Fix Yourself Not the World, I highly recommend it, because that's the main theme of all of the songs, is hey, like, the world's gonna keep going on no matter what you do. You can't control it, so stop trying to.
Cued that up on a road trip. Pretty good shit.
Oh yeah.
Albums, baby.
Well, I think we're coming to a good stopping point so that my battery does not die, so I can make it to the next town over to edit and post Lord. This. So it'll be out tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Oh, gosh.
Any closing remarks you want to make? Or?
Not really. As always, as with life, I'll think of them later and forget about them. But that's fine. What about you? Any last remarks before, well, who knows, maybe you'll still be in the desert next time we record. But
yep. Well, yeah. I think that,
I'll just,
you know, just to return to our very first episode, it's, you know, sometimes you just got to say, why not, and go for it. Like, you never know what's going to come from it. So if you're thinking about trying to start a podcast or trying to start that band or trying to start this or that, like, just do it. Just give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen? You never know. Like, I never anticipated, you know, getting to a point where I was going to podcast at all, let alone at this point, sit in the back of my car with the trunk open, getting weird looks in a parking lot. But I am so happy this is the experience. I'm going to have so many stories, and I'm very excited.
Amazing.
The worst case, if everything goes wrong and awry, you know better for next time. And, or at least you have a good story, you know? We're just always collecting experiences. And that's where art comes from, right? Right?
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's it, man.
There we go. Sweet. Well,
go on a road trip. Go make some art. Go make a playlist. Figure out who you are.
Yeah. Or just, I wouldn't say figure out who you are, but just kind of accept who you are and realize that you are who you are, essentially. You know, it's...
Begin the journey.
Ultimately, you always know who you are. You just have to come to peace with that. And then once you accept that, there's things that... It makes it a lot easier to grow and heal and become the person you want to be. but you just have to acknowledge who you are and where you are at this moment first. You got to start somewhere. And it's the going that really gets me going. It's a good callback, nice. Baby.
Story circle, story circle. No. Well, this was Fueled by Lore, a podcast.
Thank you guys for listening.
All right. How do we finish Deep Hills?
We just kind of call it. Pretty sure. Like, because we could sit here and be like, "What's home to you?" If you wanted to, but yeah, I feel I'm like we've been hit with that, like the last three episodes. Yet. Like everyone's tried to flip it on us. That. I'm down for it.
I love it, but. No, I think it would get weary if we did it every time, especially since it's sort of an interesting time at the moment.
Yes.
All right.
All right. There we go. That's a wrap.
All right. Okay. I'll stop recording.